Welcome to the Purple Pod from Travolution, the only podcast for the online travel industry. Welcome to another edition of the Purple Pod from Travolution, brought to you, as always, in association with the On Holiday Group, the UK's specialist in dynamic packaging. In this edition, we have Tom Griffiths, the founder of GapYear.com. We have the rather mysterious-sounding Mystery Man X in our regular The Sky's the Limit showcase of startups. And we also speak to Vikas Arora of Microsoft's Virtual Earth. It's 2 weeks since the last Purple Pod from Travolution, unfortunately it is. So, hi, welcome, I'm Kevin May, the editor and your host. For the next 20 minutes or so, we have a slightly truncated Purple Pod. This episode, we had what you might call embarrassingly a technical hitch with one of the interviews that we recorded last week. All was fine until I downloaded it this evening and it was corrupt as corrupt can be. Unfortunately, it was with Blake Chandley, the UK director to Facebook. Cracking interview. Unfortunately, we can't bring it to you on this particular episode, but I will seek to go and re-record that with Blake as soon as possible. I'm actually seeing him hopefully very, very soon. So sorry about that, but we do have a couple more slots lined up for you, including Mystery Man X from The Sky's the Limit. I'm sure you're all dying to find out who Mystery Man X is. So apologies if you hear lots of coughing in the background. I can't stop Mrs. Travolution and Mini Travolution from keeping their coughing fits to themselves this evening. They both seem to have a bit of a illness coming their way. So apologies for that. I can't look myself away anyway here at Travolution Towers, so bear with us. So, here we go. A few editions back of Travolution, the magazine, we looked at the backpacker market and how it's changed an awful lot in recent years. Now, from memory, just 12, 13 years ago when I first went backpacking, it was a postcard home once a month and that was about it. Sorry, Mum, but that's just the way it went. Now you can hardly go half a mile down the road in any main street in Southeast Asia or any of the tourist areas and there's an internet cafe and they're encouraging you to upload photos to your Flickr accounts and your blog accounts and you can email home and you can Skype home. The point is that the digital age has brought along many opportunities for the gap year market and the backpacking industry. Now, one of the guys who's been at the forefront of the gap year market as a commentator and one of the pioneers is a chap called Tom Griffiths. He founded GapYear.com. Travolution is very lucky that we bumped into him last week for a short interview, and I began by asking him what exactly has happened in the last few years and what kind of challenges is this bringing to the gap year industry.
Well, gap year per se has now become more mainstream. I think that's the main thing to say. It used to be the preserve of just the wealthy few, and over the years as the web's developed, more and more people have seen this as an easy option for them. They've seen the amazing products and opportunities out there, and suddenly they're coming online. You know, they're seeing these opportunities, they're engaging in them, and it's just really taken off. I mean, it surprises many to know that the value of the gap year market is 2.2 billion UK outbound. You know, it's incredible. From this, what was essentially just a few people heading off and volunteering, to that is sort of speaks for itself.
Yeah, sure. I mean, how do you see your role, not so much your role, but the role of GapYear.com and other websites that are in this space, how do you think they're going to kind of change in the same way that the needs of their kind of customers, if we can call them that, are going to change?
Well, under this sort of Web 2.0 environment that everyone's raving on about at the moment, I think, you know, we're changing to more of a conductor role. previously our model would be like a web guide. You would come, you'd find the things we put up for you. But now actually it's about conducting these people with this incredible passion. They come online and they tell everyone about their travels. They're advising other people. You know, we bring them into the site and we just push them all in the right direction and keep the passion going. So that's really what we're doing, more a facilitator now. And within reason, we view that the products now sell themselves online. It's not a question of us putting the right product in the right environment to the right person. It's about putting people in with others who've done it, because you really buy into other users actually seeing sort of how they got on when they took these trips, and so really it's actually the users telling other users that's really influencing and changing things now.
Sure, and I wonder who you would say your competition was when you launched 10 years ago and who you think it is now.
That's an interesting question. I think well, when we launched 10 years ago, there wasn't really any competition. No one was boring enough to get into gap years. I think it's quite a small market. And we are, you know, becoming an expert in gap years is like becoming an expert in sprouts, really. No one else is really interested. But I became the sprout man, if you like. I think nowadays, though, we're more of a lifestyle brand. You know, so we are more in competition with the big lifestyle portals, almost. Within reason, you could say people like the sort of the Channel 4s, and as we age the market, more like the Sagas. I mean, we're a minnow in that respect, but that's more of the model that we're starting to replicate, as opposed to sort of the online travel agents, if you like.
Some of you might be wondering what all this Mystery Man X business is all about. Well, I can reveal that Mystery Man X is actually the fella behind SoCruise.com. Now, some of you might actually be able to work out who he is simply because he was on stage at the IFA Travel Conference last week. But for the purposes of this, we have been asked to call him Mystery Man X. Anyway, SoCruise.com is the latest company that's featuring in Travolution's The Sky's the Limit section. And we talked to Mystery Man X last week at the conference.
Okay, so we're here with Mystery Man X from SoCruise.com. And here are your questions for this particular episode of The Sky's the Limit. First of all, tell us your background.
Okay, I have 2 years background in travel. And then before that, I've worked in online marketing for about 8 years.
Okay, and what's in a name? Explain very briefly why SoCruise.com.
Well, SoCruise is all about sort of social community, so it's bringing the whole cruise community on one dedicated site.
Okay, and if you can explain the concept to my dad, who doesn't understand online.
Okay, it's the one-stop shop for researching and meeting people who love everything about cruises.
Okay, and how many staff have you currently got?
It's just two at the moment. I've got one programmer and myself who does the online marketing.
Okay, and always a difficult question, this one. How are you funded?
It's from my last year's bonus, so it's personal funds.
Okay, and are you going to be the next big thing?
Definitely. The cruise market is shifting online, and I think we'll take over the high streets and hopefully get about 15% of the market share next year.
Okay, all the best for the future. Let us know how you get on, and all the best again.
Okay, thank you.
Now, it seems like hardly a week goes by without a travel website sending us a press release talking about how they've just integrated some kind of new mapping solution. Great news for consumers, you can now find your hotel easily and then be linked through to the booking page of a website or the search part of it, and you'll find out more information about the hotels. This is really great, and it really seems to have come on ever so well in the last 2 years. Google is obviously one of the leaders in this field with its Google Maps, and also Microsoft Live Earth is also coming along. Some very innovative different solutions that they're bringing in. Now, we were very lucky last week to grab a chat with Vikas Arora, who, a grand title this, he is the solutions specialist for Microsoft's Virtual Earth. And I began by asking him how he felt why things have developed so quickly over the last few years.
It has developed quite a bit. I mean, if we go back sort of 3-4 years, and predominantly mapping was not at the forefront of any travel site, the key aspects of travel and hospitality was very much making people aware of what they were booking. So if it's a hotel or it's a flight, that was it. but I think the dynamics of providing more information to the end user has changed and it's evolving. So the needs of mapping and interactive mapping has grown. So you've seen sites like ourselves, like Microsoft Virtual Earth, evolving with interactivity, high resolution imagery, bird's eye imagery, so the user can get a better perspective of where they're booking their hotel. It's not a building site, and you know, they can see how far the beach is, where the playground is, and those dynamics have changed the way also mapping providers provide maps as well.
Sure, and yourselves and some of your competitors, the name we won't mention right now for fear of you walking away from the interview, but I mean, you've been forced almost to develop some very neat kind of ways of travel companies being able to just quickly access, well, you know, through APIs and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of development has that taken, or has it taken a long time, or did you realise that you needed to do this rather than being almost an out-of-the-box kind of solution?
Well, it's worth then probably noting that, you know, Microsoft have been involved in mapping since the mid-90s. We had Autoroute, which everyone knew and loved, and used to plan their sales journeys, being one myself, and putting my expenses, because it was the only thing that gave us accurate mileage.
Yeah.
And we saw a change in that around 2001, and we launched MapPoint Web Services. So we've been in mapping for well over sort of 10 years now. Throughout that time, Microsoft being the organization that it is, and they work quite extensively with partners and the developer community, and that ethos hasn't changed. So we've maintained that. And in order to maintain that, that working with partners, working with developers, providing them the right tools, we've produced a software development kit that has enabled them to work very quickly, very easily with our APIs. I mean, so much so we've had RFIs come out saying that we want the SDK to be interactive like the Microsoft Virtual Earth SDK. I mean, that in itself is worth working with our platform. And so over time, we've developed and evolved that to make it easier for customers to simply just cut and paste some code and add it into an HTML page, and suddenly they've got a map on live on the web. Then it's a matter of integrating their content. And to do that, we work then with our customers again and with their developers to help them and assist them in providing the sites that you see today with holidays.easyjet or with Marriott, etc.
Sure. I mean, and how we're hearing a lot recently and here today at this particular conference about integration and mashups and Web 2.0 and the dreaded Web 2.0 phrase. I mean, I just wonder, as consumers start to demand more from their travel providers, if we can call them travel providers for the sake of this, I mean, how do you think the mapping kind of solution is going to have to change even further to reach, you know, to meet their needs?
Well, I think that travel providers, as you've so rightly put them, are demanding more and more from any type of content or data provider. Let's call ourselves a content provider, because we are providing content to travel providers. We're providing maps with content, with imagery. And as they grow and as they evolve, they want more from their suppliers as any company would want. So, we are working extensively with our data providers to serve that request and facilitate that request. And I think the key to supporting our customers in any sector, and especially in travel, is to ensure that their demands are effectively, to some extent, feed our objectives. Because that's the only way we can be successful. That's the only way anyone can be successful. And as you said here, the key aspect is Web 2.0, but integration is key, but also I think integrity is key as well. And supporting what customers do today is quite important. So the developer toolkit we have, the community sites we have, the mashups that are already out there, form part and parcel of what we provide then to our end customers. And I think the key thing is also the dynamics of travel are changing. I've got family, you've got family, and when we go on holiday, we now want to know what facilities we can get from where we're going. So I want to book a holiday. It may be that it's got to be a family orientated holiday. The hotel has to be family orientated. The city has to be family orientated. So searching along those parameters, rather than I'm just going to go to Barcelona for a long weekend, that's changing now. You know, people say I've got a budget. What can I get within the budget? Or I like mountain climbing. What holidays suit my profile? And I think that's how travel will evolve over time. And we're seeing that with some of the sites that are coming out. We're seeing with the new hotel sites and the travel sites that are there, the Mr. and Mrs. Smith of this world, etc., are coming out. So, yeah, I think all platforms, be it Microsoft or the competitor, need to change and work that way.
Okay, thank you very much, Vikas. The listeners may have heard some random clapping halfway through our chat there. That was unfortunately not a round of applause for the quality of the interview, but we're sitting next to a seminar that's taking place simultaneously. But thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you.
And all the best. Thank you.
Thanks.
So just a little bit of housekeeping here then before we go. The next Purple Pod will actually be in a month's time, the reason being that in 2 weeks' time, Travolution and the rest of the TW Group, which is Travel Weekly and Gazetteers, will be decamping en masse to Cyprus for the Institute of Travolution and Tourism, the ITT, for its annual conference, which is at the Aphrodite Hills Resort. What we're doing instead, for my sins, maybe it's going to be hard work, but hey, this is what we like doing here at Travolution, is a daily podcast from ITT. So on the Tuesday and the Wednesday and the Thursday during the ITT conference, we will hopefully be producing a daily podcast. It won't be half an hour long, I can assure you, but it'll be a little bit of a snapshot of some of the things that we will have been hearing during the 3 days there. 2 days of conference, bits and bobs either side, but we'll be there in force. We'll also be doing the TW Group TV, featuring yours truly and other members of the Travel Weekly group. We'll also be blogging live. The Travolution blog will be there, and also we have a dedicated ITT TW group blog, which we've also created with our friends over at Travel Weekly and the ITT. So lots to look forward to, but the regular Purple Pod will be back probably in the third week of June, so look out for that. But like I said, three podcasts all within 3 days of news and updates and analysis, and probably me wittering on as always a little bit during the ITT event. A little bit other things that are going on. Also, we have the June edition of Travolution is out in about 3 weeks as well. We go to press on that in the next few days. So not a lot of blogging from us over the next couple of days, as we'll be busy putting the magazine together. So look out for that in the middle of June. And that's about it for now. So there you have it, another episode of the Purple Pod. Thank you, as always, to the On Holiday Group for their generous support and enthusiasm for the Travolution podcast. My thanks also go to Tom Griffiths, the founder of Gapyear.com. Mystery Man X, who will probably be revealed, I'm sure, very shortly. Vikas Arora for Microsoft Virtual Earth. Look out for the ITT podcast in the next couple of weeks, and we hope to speak to you soon.